the quick screens and the bubbles just to get the ball to him. You know, I think that's what we're going to see a lot of him at first, maybe second year, before he really develops into a pure route runner.
Hey, the first round is complete, and we now are joined by Minnesota Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. Rick, Paul Allen, still in all of America Field. How are you?
How's it going down there?
Good. You got nothing to do tomorrow night all of a sudden. You want to go to dinner?
Well, to get three, yeah. I'll take those three first-round picks any day of the week.
Holy cow. How about you? Here we are at Mall of America Field. There are so many things about which to talk to you, so hopefully I can get you on the 9 to noon show tomorrow. But, you know, Sharif Floyd.
I could do the 9 to noon show with you. I'm not going to be picking there now.
Yeah, you just come out to Buffalo Wild Wings Mall of America and join Paul Charchin and I, but we can work on that later. You're the ever-affable general manager. I'd like to go in reverse order. You take Sharif Floyd, then you take Xavier Rhodes. So then, most of Mall of America Field's emptying out. We had like 6,000 people here, Rick. There are like 300 people here, and then all of a sudden we see Vikings trade on the screen, and a standing ovation erupted here. And the thing is that the national media started showing Manti Te'o highlights. But we went down the road after you took two defensive players of Cordarrelle Patterson, the wide receiver from Tennessee. Now, in fairness, Rick, you gave up a lot to get him, and I know you're very prideful of the currency you have in the draft. What was the reasoning for giving up as much as you did to get that individual guy?
Well, we felt that basically we gave up a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and then we still had two seventh-round picks, so we had one to play with. We had two fourth-round picks, so we still have a fourth-round pick. And then we had that third-rounder, and basically they got our two for our one, so that's a wash right there, except us getting into the first round. So from a value standpoint, when we looked at it and looked at it on the point charts and the different histories and stuff, it looks like a lot given up. But in essence, to go get a player like a Cordarrelle Patterson was well worth it. Because I think that he is, besides Tavon Austin, the next best or the best playmaker that was on our draft board.
That's outstanding.
So, Rick, is that to say that if Sharif Floyd hadn't bizarrely fallen, you know, like 20 picks and fallen into your lap, would Cordarrelle Patterson have been your selection with 23 or 25?
Those are all hypotheticals I don't deal in. I know I got Floyd, I know I got Rhodes, and I know I got Patterson.
Well, you know, the draft just concluded, but while we were waiting for you, I was wondering if you were thinking about moving the 2015 draft to maybe swap with Baltimore and get a fourth first-rounder, Rick. I mean, you can probably call them and get NFL Network back on the air.
Yeah, no, I'm good for tonight. I'm ready to go home, go to bed.
Rick Spielman, Vikings general manager. Three first-round picks. Sharif Floyd, tackle from Georgia. Secondly, Xavier Rhodes, sturdy, physical cornerback from Florida State. And finally, trading with New England and giving up a fair amount of draft currency, Cordarrelle Patterson, the wide receiver from Tennessee. Ben?
Yeah, Rick, I was going to ask you about his experience. You know, it seems like you gave up a lot for a guy that just has 1 year of big-time college football. What else do you see in him that we don't see?
Well, if you watch the tape, you see that he has explosive playmaking skills every time he has the ball in his hands, and he did it at a very high level in the SEC, which is rare to see. The thing that I know is he's a two-year JC kid. He's a young kid. He only was at Tennessee from July until the end of the football season, so they had him for a very short time. But knowing when you have a Greg Jennings on your roster, who's a true pro's pro, who can train him and tutelage him along the way, and to have a George Stewart and a Bill Musgrave who have history of training young receivers and become Pro Bowl-type receivers. But I know as he learns as a receiver, there are specific ways you can get the ball in his hands, similar to what we did with Percy Harvin last year, and that includes not only potentially kickoff returns but punt returns as well.
Rick, the media you know, does mock drafts, but does not do it from a general managerial standpoint. It's more for website hits, but people want to be accurate. So it's not like it's creed what you read up to the draft in the media, but the majority of the people tabbed Sharif Floyd, the tackle, defensive tackle from Florida, as a top 15 kind of guy, maybe even top 10-ish. He ended up being there at 23. Why was that?
I think because you've seen the run on all those offensive linemen, and that was the big push this year in the first round. So that forced some defensive players down to us and really played into our benefit, and we benefited from all those offensive linemen going early to have some of those key defensive players come down to 23 and 25.
Hey, Rick, I got a playful question, and please be honest.
Where do you, I'm always honest.
I know, but you haven't heard my question yet. Where did you put Arthur Brown Jr.? Did you have him above Manti Te'o? Please tell me yes.
There's no chance.
No, yeah. Well, why would you ask me a question
that? Well, because Rick's
because
you know I'm not going to answer.
I want the K-State guy to be up there.
Well,
on
then
the
ask him privately. He'll tell you privately because he'll say.
No,
because
then he'll tweet it. So if it makes you feel better, Ben, you just go ahead and say how you had it.
Yeah, I tweeted a picture of Kyle Rudolph on the team charter, and he felt like he wanted to go Lorena Bobbitt on me, so therefore tweeting involving Viking stuff is dead.
Yeah, that was the answer I expected. I thought I'd just give it a try.
Well, the first
that's what
round
you get paid
draft,
to do.
First round of the draft, Rick's the greatest news your wife and family's gotten all year because now you have nothing to do tomorrow. What do you do? Do you go into the facility and see how it falls and... You know what? Seriously, what do you do tomorrow?
We'll come in and we'll work in the draft, but I know we have a lot of plane tickets. I was just telling the Mark and Ziggy Wilf that our budget for flying in our first round pick just kind of went up a little bit. So, but we'll hopefully have all three of those guys in here tomorrow, and the media will get a chance to meet them and see how impressive these kids are that we're bringing into our organization.
That's terrific, Rick. Hopefully they all work out beautifully. Definitely an energized crowd here at Mall of America Field. You know, all 200 of you that were left out of 6,000 before Rick traded back into the first round. Rick, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you tomorrow, okay? The 9 to noon radio shows at Buffalo Wild Wings Mall of America to celebrate tonight, all right?
For all those loyal fans that stayed there, PA will go to buy you tickets to the opener this year.
Yeah, he means the other Paul Allen, the one that owns the Seahawks, okay? You have to call him and Mr. Schneider and Carol, and we've already dealt too much with Seattle, Rick, so let's keep that off to the side. Thank you, sir. Congratulations.